Today's devotional is based on Matthew 1, verses 1 to 17, and it was written by the Reverend Gregory Stibel. So many names. If you were to list out your own family of origin back to so many great-grandparents, you'd have quite a history represented there, too. But this history is more than just family myth and personal origin story. Jesus's genealogy tells us much more than how closely related he is to Martha Washington or Kevin Bacon. Jesus's genealogy shares the history of God's people. It starts with God's covenant with Abraham and the promise of a great nation and land, briskly jumps to God's covenant with David and the promise of a united monarchy. It leaps in time to God's fulfilled promise of deliverance from Babylon, and finally lands on God's new covenant in Christ. Jesus's genealogy is one of God's promises fulfilled through moments and methods we would least expect. If you look carefully, you'll see some names associated with stories you know. Some of those stories are wild. And you'll see some broken people, people many of us might feel quite at home with, others we might feel scared to be around. And you'll also see names you may not recognize outside of their inclusion in this genealogy. The story of God's covenant fidelity with God's people is a messy one, and yet continually God claims us as God's own. Despite, and often because of, our own faults, failings, and brokenness, God embraces us and pulls us into the bosom of the Lord. The strange and twisted family stories in this genealogy underline a key element of who God is and what makes the next few days so special. The holiday is about God coming to be with us, even though, and especially because, we are messy. We are incomplete. But in Christ's coming, just like God's promises, we are made complete. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for this moment in history, right now, today. We look on former generations and toward future eras, and we know that in all of time, you will be glorified. Be glorified as well in our own lives through all that we do. In the name of the one who is to come, we pray. Amen.